Galatians 2:20 in the Passion again. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for me and dispenses his life into mine. I really can't get away from this. He is constantly pouring himself into me, dispensing his life into me to the extent that I will allow it. Makes a nonsense not to open up to him and allow him in his fullness, doesn't it? God, who created everything we can see and beyond, is in me and desires to fill me with himself. That thought should arrest you this day. The creator of the universe and everything in it, he who sustains and upholds all things, is living in you and wants to fill you with himself. And because he will never overthrow the free will he gave you, he waits for you to open to him. The handle is on the inside. He never forces his way in. He waits. This is the goal of our lives, to be able to receive him and what he wants to give without measure. To receive the fullness he wants us to have, the abundance of himself. Surely nothing can be more attractive than that thought, to be filled with him, to be possessed by him. The Lord's servant was possessed by God. So said Samuel Rees Howells when asked what it was his father had that set him apart. He was possessed by God. I want that. Do you? Do you have a goal in God, like how much of him you really, really want? And if so, would you consider that? To be possessed by the possessor of heaven and earth, El Elyon, the one spoken of by Melchizedek in Genesis 14:18-20. Then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was the priest of God Most High, and he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abraham of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And he gave him a tithe of all. Awesome thought, to be possessed by God. Now there's something to ponder on today, and every day, really.